Hello. I hope you're waking to a good morning, and I hope you are comfortable and in your own and usual place of abode. If so, then I beg you to spare a thought for all those who have suddenly and tragically had to vacate their flats in that ill-fated Grenfell Tower. Just think how it would be if one is woken up in the shudder of a fire nearby, with smoke all around the surroundings. Just think of having to look for the rest of the family, the baby, the child, or the elderly parent. This is so unbearable that I feel the shudder in myself as I speak, and think how many a tragic story we are hearing and we will keep on hearing for some time to come. The saga is ongoing. The number of people known to have died is still at 80, but everyone knows that this cannot be the total and final figure. In such a tower block, there are people of all kind, of all ages, and coming from all over the world. Some are the legal occupants, some are the illicit sublet occupants, some may even be squatters with no right to have been there in the first place. Indeed, one of the suspicions is that some of the occupants purposely absconded, if they ever managed to survive, in order to avoid the authorities. You see, these tower blocks are both a blessing and a curse. They are a blessing to those ordinary living people who would be grateful for a roof and some nearby amenities. And what a fine part of London the Grenfell Tower happens to be in. On the other hand, such a tower, and not necessarily the Grenfell Tower, or not necessarily only in Grenfell Tower, can be places of infestation. Not only infestation of rats and cockroaches, but infestation of all kind of shadowy people from that dark world of people who are in the UK illegally, or people engaged in illegal activities. These towers are a melting pot, where some actually melt away in them so that they lose any identity. They are, to coin a term, the known unknown. The government knows they must be somewhere, but cannot know where. And this is probably why there is no further information as to what's happened to the rest of the estimated number of occupants in Grenfell Tower. Sadly, some may have been charred beyond recognition, but some at least may have actually disappeared into thin air, and purposely so. Of course, there's nothing wrong with putting up of such residential towers or for people living in them. How else can we have the Hong Kongs and the Manhattans of this world? The clamour to go higher and higher is one of the pastime competitions we see around us, especially in the Gulf States, where each tower has to be at least a few inches higher than the highest one before it. This was the ego trips in Manhattan in the early 20th century, and it is still the ego trip in newer parts of the world these days. Technology is well established. Architecture and civil engineering capabilities are well worked out. And finally, the amenities and safety measures are well studied and ensured. Of course, problems could happen, as happened on occasions in one or other of these tower blocks, or what happened fairly recently in a very high tower building in Dubai. In all these situations, casualties were minimized because the system for rescue is well established and has been part of the whole design all along from the beginning of the project. Well, this was apparently not the case with Grenfell. The cladding appears to be the culprit. We cannot put any criticism on the rescue services. They were exemplary, both in the promptness and in the ability to save so many of the people involved. One can argue that the fire services did not possess the ladders that can reach the highest levels, but it appears that this will soon be remedied by purchasing such ladders very soon. The other silver lining, if one can speak of a silver lining in such a situation, is that this accident spurred the government and the local councils all over the country to look at all the similar towers in their boroughs. I am personally really encouraged to see all these authorities taking the bull by the horn and looking at all aspects of safety, including things like water sprinklers, gas pipes, safety doors, and so on. I hope that we do not see an accident of this kind anymore, and I'm sure you will join me in praising the rescue services on the scene and in the hospitals, and also to pray for the victims and their relatives. It is certainly one difficulty we can all do without, and also certainly one problem that we can solve with money, not like other problems we faced that could not be solved with money or would not find the reasonable wherewithal to solve them. We may not be able to prevent the problem or even help avoiding it. Finally, I cannot accept one little bit the use of such tragedies for political point scoring. I think this is where the real human element in all of us, politicians or otherwise, should come together and throw out all our personal or political agendas. It is love, caring, empathy, and doing what is best that we need. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.